coming up within 45 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You've got a chance to win a trip to the Grammys. And just for getting qualified for that, we are going to hook you up with digital downloads to some of the artists that are nominated for this year's 61st Annual Grammy Awards. What did your parents do to teach you a lesson? 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. A Kentucky woman arrested for drunk driving told cops, "Yo, I did it to teach my son a lesson." When the woman was pulled over, she told them she drank a bunch of beer and drove 150 miles per hour.
Whoa.
No, she didn't exactly say what the lesson was she was trying to teach her son. Not that it would justify it, but maybe we can understand why she was doing it. The son said he tried to get out of the vehicle several times, but the doors were locked. The woman had previously been arrested, imagine this, for public intoxication and speeding. So that's a little cray-cray. But I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, what did your parents do to teach you a lesson? My mom, forget exactly what word I said, Alex, when I swore at her, but I swore at my mom with some words I should have never said to my mom or called her. She's like, "Oh, you got a really filthy and dirty mouth. I'm going to clean it out." So my mom put a bar of Dial soap in my mouth.
Ooh.
And kept it there for like 15 minutes. And let me tell you.
Ew, 15 minutes, that's so long.
That is the grossest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Yep.
And I don't remember ever swearing at my mom again.
I bet you didn't. I had to take a spoonful of apple cider vinegar.
Which will not hurt you, yeah.
Yeah, it just tastes disgusting.
How much apple cider vinegar did you drink?
So much, and it always made me gag. I mean, ugh, absolutely disgusting. And, of course, I was, like, grounded all the time.
Oh, we got to talk to Sammy right here, because this is something I was going to get into with my dad. Sammy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Sammy, what happened with you?
All right, so my mother, man, when I was 14 years old, man, my mother made me, she found out I was smoking cigarettes. She went to the basement one day unexpectedly where I had my little hideout, and she caught me smoking. So for me to learn my lesson, my mother went out and bought me a pack of cigarettes, a brand that I didn't smoke or that I didn't like, and made me smoke the whole pack, the whole 20 cigarettes, dude. Back to back, one after another, after another, after another. I spent like an hour throwing up after that, dude.
Ew.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I can only imagine. See, no, my dad threatened me, but my dad didn't actually do it. I never smoked. My dad smoked all the time. My dad smoked cool cigarettes that, like, they had, like, cool collectible. Like, I remember having, like, a cool T-shirt and a cool duffel bag. That's how much my dad smoked. But he told me, he's like, "Oh, you want to smoke? Okay, I'll get you a carton. You can smoke the whole carton." So, obviously, that would probably kill you, too. But
my dad had to eat cigarettes when his parents caught him smoking. Yeah, they gave him a couple, and then when he started throwing up, they had him stop. Obviously,
of course,
but he ate like two cigarettes and then threw up.
Does your dad smoke anymore?
My parents do not smoke or drink. Nope.
There you go. Hey, Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you have? What was your little your lesson?
So I got my first speeding ticket when I was a senior in high school, and you know it's not cool to ride the school bus when you're a senior. Well, my parents put their foot down and would not let me even catch rides with friends. I had to ride the school bus the whole senior year. It was so embarrassing. Ooh. I don't know why. Like
the whole year?
That would suck.
The whole year.
I can't believe they didn't soften up a little bit.
I would have definitely been upset about that.
Well, so the bus rides, I lived in the country. They were like an hour long.
Ooh, yeah.
But at least there's probably some nice scenery, Ashley.
No, not at all.
Or you can get your homework done. Right, you get your homework done.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to find the positive here, Ashley. I just sound like there is any. Hey, thank you for calling in here to the Joe and Alex Show. You can join in the conversation on our Twitter. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show.